This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation about the issues of the day. Is today a normal day? I guess we'll figure that out as we go through the stories, the conversations that matter with the ladies that matter to me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Okay, ladies?
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Well, it has, these are the names in the news, Sue Bird, Brianna Stewart, Tia Cooper, if that's how you pronounce her name, Dee Dee Richards, all posing in swimsuits for the latest Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Do you know who these ladies are?
I know who Sue Bird is. WNBA legend, yep.
So they're all.
Oh, yeah, right. I knew I knew that name.
And they're all WNBA players, all of them, on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Does this make any difference, or is this culturally kind of, are we gone? This is like Playboy. It's the past and not the present. Who looks at the cover of Sports Illustrated, or who waits for the cover of the swimsuit issue anymore? Does anybody look at that?
Well, the swimsuit issue is the only thing they print anymore.
Yeah.
It's a big deal still.
It is still a big deal?
Well, I think of all the issues of Sports Illustrated, you're actually going to have that one in your hand if you wanted to. You know, it's like actually in print. So I'm sure for them it's still a big deal.
Yeah, well, isn't
this the one where nobody knows whenever they do the photo shoot of everybody that's inside magazine, nobody knows who makes the cover until the cover comes out?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was Time Magazine with the man of the year, the person
no,
of the year.
No, I think SI does that too.
Oh, really? Okay.
And you're thinking of People Magazine, the most beautiful or whatever. That
Sexiest
every
man
year.
Of the year.
Sexiest man?
I think they do know, because remember, there's a lot of, like, ribbing between people, like, oh, George Clooney again, you know, I think they know who it's going to be.
They knew. All right, other names in the news. Here's a name that I'm sure you all recognize. Sergey Andreev. You know who he is, right?
He got covered in paint. Oh, that guy.
That is correct. Good for you, Jennifer. The Russian ambassador to Poland was splashed with red paint. He went to a cemetery for a service. Soviet soldiers who died during World War II are there. He had red paint all over his face and his clothing. Demonstrators who were out there protesting the Russians going into Ukraine were all around him. They carried Ukrainian flags. I'm surprised they didn't splash yellow and blue paint on him, right? That would have been more effective.
No. If you saw these images of him covered in red, it was very
like
effective.
Blood. Yeah, isn't that symbolic of the blood?
Okay,
yeah,
the blood. Absolutely. All right. So that, all right. Okay. Anyway. It's, listen, people need to be expressive. Nothing wrong with that. Here's another name in the news. The passing of Mickey Gilley has been noted. He was the guy that was the urban cowboy, remember? He was the man that inspired that movie, which that was a real cultural. I don't know whether it affected you, but in my era, I keep talking about my era versus your era. But anyway, Mickey Gilley and the urban cowboy was a big thing in 1980. He was 86 years old. He'd been on the road. He's like Willie Nelson. He was out all the time entertaining. He was lived in Branson, where he had shows. A lot of these older stars have lived and moved into Branson because they can perform there. He came from Mississippi. He was raised in Louisiana. A lot of the people in his country and his family were in show business. But his cousin was Jimmy Swaggart. I found that. Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart were related. Do you know that?
I know that now.
Yeah.
He was Jimmy Swaggart. Well, if you can't say something good about somebody, you don't say anything good about him. You wonder how close they were, though, given that Jerry Lee Lewis was one of the biggest leches in rock music. And Jimmy Swaggart is one of the biggest leches in televangelism, so maybe it's in the family. At any rate, Gilley Had a lot of number one country hits. He did a version of Stand By Me that was actually pretty good. He had 17 number one hits. And then he had this nightclub named Gillies, which was a big place for all of the people who wanted to entertain there. Found it. I never was in there.
Do you know that that just sunk in for me?
What did?
So Mickey Gilly was Gillies.
Yeah. Hello.
I don't know why that never connected. The synapse.
Where is Gillies? Where is Gillies?
So Gillies, the big one, is in Texas, but I've never been to that one. But they put them in Vegas, and I used to always go to Gillies. The last time I was there, I think it's in Treasure Island. I think it's still there, and it's really fun. I mean, they don't just play country music; they play everything. But it's a fun place to go. And
John Travolta, as Chuck would say, John Travolta played Mickey Gilly in Urban Cowboy. His character was based on Mickey Gilly, let's put it that way. That was a very unlikely role, too, for Travolta. It just kind of shows you, as an aside, how good Travolta is as an actor. He can play a heavy, he can play a crazy man, he can play somebody like this.
He can play a woman.
Yes.
And then Turnblad and Hairspray.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of what you can play, there's an interesting interview out. Tina Fey has been interviewed, and she and Amy Poehler were asked, this is sort of gossip in a show called on Netflix called Conversation. She was asked, by whom were you hit upon, the most unusual hit that she had from a star? And her answer was kind of surprising. Kevin Spacey. She said,
really?
Tried to hit. Yeah.
Was she just mistaking him being friendly?
No, apparently not. She was very convincing in the story that she tells. You can read the article. Very interesting how, you know, they were kibitzing about their love life. And
he's
so
she be a charmer, because of all the people I've interviewed in my life, he's my favorite still, and I know that's controversial to say, but I spent like an hour talking to the guy, and maybe it's just that he's charming. Maybe he's charming with everybody.
Well, maybe he's bisexual. That could be.
I don't know about that.
No?
He seems pretty planted on his side of the aisle.
What a great way. You have such a wonderful way with words, Jennifer. Planted on his side of the aisle, playing for the other team. Anyway, they met. Spacey hosted SNL in 2006 when Tina Fey was big there. And it was then that he hit on her, she said.
Well, he was still very closeted in 2006. He really didn't get outed, like, publicly until all the trial stuff happened.
Well,
and then he kind of was forced to confront that.
I told you he lived in Uri Geller's apartment in Waterloo Station when he was running the old Vic in England. And we met him coming off that he loved
that job, by the way. That's what we spent a ton of time talking about.
Yeah.
How his love for the theater and the fact that he loved doing that. And he wasn't making any money, I don't think, doing it. He was just doing it as a passion project.
Yep. All right. Around the country, states are cutting taxes to help people cope with the rising prices. Have you known that? Well, I don't think in California. Probably shouldn't ask Jennifer that because they're clueless about cutting taxes. They don't know even what that means.
So they'll give you $200 back at the end of the year and think that that's suffice for thousands of dollars to live here.
But won't these cuts make inflation worse when you get right down to understanding the causes of inflation? I mean, look at all the $5.7 billion that was spent during the pandemic, and they've now just shut down. For example, the EIDL line is being shut down on May 16th, the end of anybody who had an EIDL loan, which is something that was set forth helping a lot of small businesses. I used it, and the interest rate is like 3% on it, and you can pay for it over 30 years. That was a big help. So I guess that's ending, and other programs are ending. But now the government wants to do. See, I when you think about this stuff, and you hear Bernie Sanders say, "Oh, we got to pay for everybody's college." Where the hell does the money come from? Okay, it's a great idea, I suppose. Manner of speaking goes over well, gets your political points. But is there anybody that's practical enough to ask the question, hello, where does the money come from? It comes, well, it just gets printed, I guess, much
printed.
Than anything else.
Yeah. Look at how well that works. Keep printing.
Yeah, right. All right, so here we have a lot of evangelical churches are beginning to preach on Roe v. Wade. Have you seen any of that in any of the areas where you are? Jay, you're in Cleveland now. Anything, any local reports of ministers going off on Roe v. Wade and politicians who are on one side or another? I don't know.
Nothing,
I always wondered.
Nothing that's like in your face that I've noticed yet, but I'm sure there are. It seems like every state has some somewhere.
Yeah.
I've seen some statements on social media from some surprising sources like pastors who are defending Roe v. Wade. But, I mean, I'm in New Jersey, so I don't know.
Excuse me. Say that again, Victoria. Pastors who are supporting Roe v. Wade?
Yes. Yeah. There's some pretty surprising, I mean, we know the religious aspect always kind of comes into that debate. But,
yes.
But there are, you know, several pastors who've made statements saying that this is, you know, that they support a woman's right to govern her own body. And, you know, I'm sure the Catholics are never going to say that, or Catholic Church. Well, I think it's unusual just from, I think one of them was a Baptist preacher and one was a Methodist, and I forget what the other one was. But
so does this have relevance? I mean, thinking about, you just mentioned
to the congregation,
priests.
Perhaps.
So do people still pay attention, Jennifer, in church to homilies that are delivered by the priests, or is it just
absolutely. It's the reason you go to church, I think.
And
I mean, it was pretty unfortunate over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw the footage, but a bunch of pro-choice activists like stormed through Our Lady of Angels in Los Angeles, which is where the LA Diocese is, and were getting pretty violent and had to be removed because the parishioners had to. It was just gross. It was a bad altercation. People getting kicked out. I mean, churches were stormed all weekend long. So I'm sure, look, everybody has an opinion. Unfortunately, the violence is probably not going to convince or change anybody's
ugly.
Mind.
Nah, yeah. Not going to. Say hi to David Edgar, new listener, Beatrice Ryan, Mark Yogit, all listening to the DJV program. You can download our discussions. We have lots of recaps of the stories. Matter of fact, most recent podcast has Jennifer reviewing her week last week at Mar-a-Lago, also talking about the plastics pollution problem, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Gray, all of that stuff in the recent DJVshow.com podcast. You can find it at DJVshow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's time for us to once again in this hour get at the things that are trending on social media from Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, courtesy of the research done by Jay Kirshner. Jay does the research on things like this. Victoria does the technology research. Jennifer is the person who researches what's going on with the lunatic fringe in our country. So it's good. Everybody's got their own
light and life.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, Queen Elizabeth has been much the focus this past week or so. I was surprised that Harry and Meghan didn't go to this, right? Did I read that someplace? They weren't invited to go to the Queen's celebration?
They're invited, but I don't think they're going to be standing next to her. Is that what you read? Maybe?
Oh, the Platinum Jubilee, that's happening next month.
Yeah, but they're not going to that. They weren't invited.
They are going, Doug. I just said they are invited. They are going.
Just because you said it, Victoria, doesn't mean that I believe.
Well, then Google it, because you can read about it.
Oh,
it's been everywhere.
Oh, really?
That's prophesizing that they will not.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And while you're
anyway,
at it,
Jay,
can you please give us tonight's lotto numbers?
Yeah.
Right. Tonight's lotto numbers are 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 6, 19, and 22. Okay.
Now. Right, so Queen Elizabeth became the longest ruling monarch in UK history back in September 2015. So she has been sitting pretty in that slot for a while. But now she reached another milestone. She is the third longest reigning monarch in the world, in world history.
Mm-hmm.
She has been queen for 70 years, 92 days. She surpassed Johann II of Liechtenstein, who ruled for 70 years, 91 days.
I remember
days.
Him. Don't you remember him? Yeah.
Yeah, he
well, apparently he just died in 2016, so we should all know who he is,
yeah,
but
should.
I've never heard of him.
Well, so, okay, Queen Elizabeth...
Where is Liechtenstein?
It's one of those places like...
I don't know. Mexico.
Monaco.
It's right near New Mexico.
It's in Europe. 34 more days, and she will move up again, take the second spot from Thailand's king, Bami Bal Adulyadej, and then
nice job.
I Googled that. Thank you.
And say that again. That was cool.
Bami Bal Adulyadej, also known as Bami Bal the Great. And she has a few more years to go to surpass France's King Louis. Is that the 14th? XIV. Yes. Who ruled for 72 years, 100
years. Wait a minute. They didn't teach you Roman numerals in school?
They did. I just looking at it. Hey, I was still riding high on Bami Bal Adulyadej.
Yeah, that's so impressive.
Yes. And then my mind went blank with the Roman numerals.
You're allowed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. So,
yeah, so it's just like one thing after another with Queen Elizabeth. She is a boss.
Yeah, she is. And so is Bami Bal Adulyadej. I wanted to try my hand at that myself. Okay, let's see. Brittany's getting married in the morning or at one point during the day. They've actually set a date, right?
Yes. Her fiancé, Sam Asghari, had announced that the wedding date is set. However, it will be kept a secret and nobody will know until the day after.
Good luck.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a lofty ambition to be Britney Spears and have a secret wedding, but
well, it seems like it might be coming up because she had already announced back in the fall that Donatella Versace would be doing her wedding dress. And there has been a lot of visits. People are seeing Donatella at Britney's estate in California a lot more frequently lately. So it's coming up. It has to be.
I wonder who gets invited.
Aren't you invited?
Not family.
Not the family. That's who else gets invited. His whole family.
Who's not invited. There it is. That's the list. Who's not invited. It's 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and I.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The shortage of baby formula continues. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Dr. Diane Hess spoke to CBS News about what parents can do to feed their babies.
But there are formulas available, so there might not be the brand name. So there might be a shortage of Enfamil, and there might be a shortage of Similac, but you can get the store brands, which are excellent. The Target, the Kirkland, the Kroger, the CVS, Walgreens, they all come out of the same factory. They're all FDA approved. They meet the same standards that regular Similac and Enfamil do.
As Americans gear up for summer road trips, the price of gas continues to go up with no end in sight. AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.37 for a gallon of regular gas. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former President Donald Trump would be allowed back on Twitter, according to Tesla chief executive Elon Musk. Musk is buying the social media platform and said on Tuesday he would allow the former president to return to the social media site. In addition, Musk said the permanent bans of Twitter accounts should be rare and reserved for accounts that are scams or automated bots. Quarterback Tom Brady has announced he's returning to the Tampa Bay Bucs next season, but he's lining up career options after he retires. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
Tom Brady is already locking in his next plans after he's done playing football. The seven-time Super Bowl champion will be joining Fox Sports as the network's lead analyst. Brady will call Fox's biggest NFL games and serve as an ambassador. CEO Lachlan Murdoch saying they're delighted that Tom has committed to joining the Fox team and wished him luck for his upcoming season. Brady retired earlier this year before deciding to return to the NFL to play another season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali has been cleared of sexual misconduct following a criminal trial in Boston. A Boston municipal court judge found him not guilty on Tuesday after a two-day trial in which the chef had waived his right to a jury trial. A woman had accused Batali of forcibly kissing and groping her while taking a selfie at a restaurant in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a nice time of the day, 34 after the hour. Today's news, the issues of the day, that's what we're talking about here as usual on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm happy to be Doug Steffen. I've always pretty much been happy to be Doug Steffen. Only a few times when I thought, I'd like to be somebody else. If you could be somebody else, who would you want to be, Jennifer?
Who would I want to be? Someone else? I don't think I'd want to be anybody else.
No, okay.
I mean, there's always different aspects, right? Gosh, I wish I had that house or that job or, you know, that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be with the people I'm with if I weren't me.
That's what I always think, too. You wouldn't know the people that you know as you are if you were somebody else.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
I like Jay always comes back with something like that. All right, Victoria.
No, I was just echoing what Jen said. That was brilliant, yeah. Jen.
Another brilliant moment, courtesy of Jennifer Horn. Thank you very
now
much,
I must
Jennifer.
Rest. I must rest. 24 hours.
Rest for the half hour off.
She can only churn out one at a time.
No, right. That hamster doesn't run that fast anymore.
All right, Victoria, how about you? With
oh, same thing. I don't want to be anybody else.
Good. All right, well, I guess it's universal.
How about you?
Me?
Right. Yeah, you never answer like, your own questions.
You want to be like Jim Bohannon or Rush Limbaugh or somebody?
yeah, who do you want to be?
Well, I guess that I picked my own, you know, we are who we are, and I picked my choices in life have not necessarily been things I've thought a lot about. In terms of radio, I just started when I was 17, and I just stuck with it because I liked it. I didn't plan at 17 to have a 57-year career in that business. I've always liked being on the farm, loved being around the animals. It seemed to be natural for me, so that's what I've stuck with. I've stuck with a lot of things, but I didn't really plan. I haven't really made a plan. Perhaps if I did, I would have done differently. Limbaugh and I started at the same time. We both had the same opportunity, but we didn't have the same sort of drive and we didn't have the same faculties. And so it ended up differently. And that's okay. I think you end up where you're supposed to be anyway. I would hope at a certain point that people realize that. And so it just is, I have so much to be thankful for in the way that I live and with whom I am associated and how my children are and health and well-being and all that stuff. I think those are the important things. I think you waste a lot of time. I think the effort here, the reason that I brought the exercise up, is because, and you did well with it, the three of you. It wasn't a test necessarily, but I think you ask yourself, am I happy with who I am? And if the answer is yes, great. If you aren't, then the only person that can do anything about it is you. And so you do something to change your status in life if you think you want to. A lot of it comes, you know, what I've found with people, a lot of times people are, you know, they sort of get the approach to life from their name. Doug came to me while I was in school. My name is not Douglas, not Doug. My given name is Dudley. And so when people in college started trying to find a nickname for me, it was Dud. And that became Doug when people weren't listening carefully, so it just kind of stuck. Seemed to make more sense. I'm looking at the survey of the most common baby names. Every year since 1880, the Social Security Administration has tracked the names given to newborns. What do you think the most common name is now for women, young girls, babies?
It's got to be Olivia, Sophia, or that's Emma, it? Or Emma.
Olivia.
Yes, I was going to say something with the A at the end.
Oh, yeah. That's really good. Olivia, number one for the third year in a row. So, okay, what's the most common name for boys being named babies, boy babies?
Something with an N at the end.
With a what?
An N, like Logan or Jackson or
Well, you're off by one consonant. It's M. The last letter is a four-letter.
Liam. It's Liam.
It is Liam. Did you see the same list?
No, I just know what's really popular right now.
Liam is interesting because it's Hebrew and Irish, so it kind of covers a lot of bases, but it has become very popular again.
Yeah. Well, my newest grandson's named Jasper. I don't think you see too many of them around. Although it sort of fits him to a T.
Is that a family name? I forgot to.
Jasper?
I asked you that.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they come
up with that?
Brendan has because he's a writer, he looks for unusual names in the stories that he writes. And in some way, Jasper showed up, and I'm not sure why. It hasn't been something that we've talked about. It's just because every time you look at him, he looks like a Jasper. It's like, don't you think he does? Like, Miles looks like a Miles. Whatever that looks like, it sort of feels like comfort. Do you look like your name, or does your name become you? Back to that same scenario. Do Victoria
sometimes
think you look like a Victoria?
I don't know, but everyone tells me I do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to tell when it's yourself, but sometimes it's really hard for me to remember someone's name if they don't look like their name. Like, I have the hardest time with that. like, it just, like, yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where I'm constantly calling people the wrong name because they just don't, like, I've renamed them and I just can't get, I can't go to their real name.
In Jay's case, her given name is Jessica. I don't know. I don't know whether I think you look like a Jessica or you look like a Jay.
I don't. Well, I've only ever really been called Jessica if it's kind of professional reasons or I was in
family.
Trouble. Ever
Your
since I was little,
Jessica.
No. I was family calls me. I've always been called Jay. I didn't change the Y to an I in college. That was so stupid. But Jay or Jessica.
Cute. I like it. It's a difference.
Well, but so many people. But so many people call me Jai. Like I should have picked an E instead of the I. But Jesse is a big one. A lot of people still call me Jesse. My friends' parents call me Jesse. I have a lot of family that still call me Jesse.
Just call me Jesse. All right. There's a picture that Victoria found of what looks like a puppy dog. She sent this around and we're looking at it, and I fell for it. It looked like a cute puppy dog. It ends up being a coyote pup. And then I turned my attention to a gun because coyotes are extraordinarily dangerous and destructive on the farm. But you look at this little guy, and he looks very cute.
Oh, he's so cute.
He is, yeah. And so, can you domesticate animals? Somebody spotted an otter. Do you know what an otter is? O-T-T-E-R? I didn't think so.
I mean, I've heard
sea otter?
Well, they're water creatures, yes. Sea otters, but mostly they're found in rivers. They're in fresh water.
Right.
And for the first time in 100 years,
aren't
an otter
aren't they, like, related to a beaver?
Yes. They have flatter tails, yes. They kind of look like a beaver. I'm not sure that I think they're as destructive as beavers are. Beavers are very destructive. But these, and the otters usually live in Canada.
Beavers are nature's engineers. They build dams.
Oh,
they
smart.
Do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. But they also ruin, they create wetlands where there isn't any. Excuse me, or there wasn't any before. And then the environment says, I've got to have his wetlands. We've got to save a two-headed turtle that's over there. Yeah. Anyway, the otter that is in the Detroit River, first time one's been there for over 100 years. Normally they're on the Canadian side, and the St. Lawrence Seaway is where they are. But the reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of these types of animals that are migrating, or they're getting to a place where, in the case of the coyote, where you will find these pups around at this time of year especially, because they don't have, you know, they're all being pushed out of their natural habitat because people come in, build houses, and put up buildings, and these guys go away. They have no place to live. And it's interesting because they're called indicator species. That is, you can track what's going on with humanity by looking at where these animals are going. Same can be said for bobcats, things that normally are or beings that are normally in a certain place. Now you don't find them in those places. You find them in other places because they're just moving, trying to find some place to be comfortable, much as anything else. I thought that was interesting, the way they travel around. Speaking of travel, there's an American woman who's been in the hospital in the Bahamas because of, this is at the Sandals Resort.
She's the lucky one
because the other one died.
Dead, right. This is going to be great PR for Sandals. So what actually, has anybody figured out what the problem is?
We don't know yet.
Convulsions, trauma?
I think the woman who has been airlifted to Miami from the Bahamas, she's still in the hospital. I think that she woke up feeling paralyzed. And so, but then as the police at the resort were called to go, there was a guy who was unresponsive. They're on their way to that villa, they get another call that a couple has been found unresponsive. So the woman was dead in bed and the husband was slouched up against the bathroom wall. And so three people have been pronounced dead on the scene. And then the fourth woman, like Jen said, is the lucky one. So far, she's still alive. But it feels very similar to all of the bootleg alcohol that was killing people in Mexico and the Dominican Republic. Remember that story a couple years ago?
Yeah. You just don't expect to get it at Sandals because it's a high-end five-star resort where that kind of stuff shouldn't happen. They were also saying that could be something in the air ducts. They were looking at that as like a poisoning in the room through the air ducts. But
And didn't all of them or some of them showed signs of convulsions?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that kind of makes me feel like that's something that they ingested rather than breathed in. Yeah, it's a really bizarre story. And so now I'm sure Sandals is in a panic because, like Jen said, it's a high-end resort for couples only. This one couple who died was celebrating.
They're on Air Force. Yeah. They send planes into the cities to just bring people to their resorts. Yeah, that's
well,
not good
I think,
for them.
You know, people spend a little more money to upgrade their experience now because of the story a few years ago where the bootleg alcohol was making people sick and killing people. So, you know, now what are they going to do?
Amtrak launching new service, make it easier for those of you who are in, like, Virginia, down Washington, New York, excuse me, to go to Western Massachusetts, the Berkshire Fly. I think they used to do this before, but it's a train that you get on one train, go up to New York from Virginia, and then you get on another one, goes to Pittsfield, starts in July, operates in the weekend. You know, Amtrak is also going to do, I'm not sure whether it's the local version, the track between Framingham, my hometown, and down in to Gillette Stadium. They spent a couple of $1 million redoing the track so that they could run trains down there on Sundays to the games. This is going through every little town. I just think it'd be kind of a cool thing. Excuse me. For the first time today, I'm feeling allergies. Can you hear it in my voice?
Yes.
This is very late for me, and it's the first time I've actually
pollen count in New Jersey, we've had alerts for the last couple of days that it's so high, so I had to start taking some Allegra again because I was just sneezing. It was one sneezing fit after another.
Yeah. I sneezed 14 times yesterday. I'm driving, and I could hardly
Pop
see.
Pop a pill. But who's counting?
Where I was going. Anyway, so Amtrak's doing that.
Well, this is cool for New Yorkers because the Berkshires are so popular right now. Yeah. Everybody from New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, they all want to go to the Berkshires. So it's
all
a four-hour train ride for the weekend.
All the farms in western Massachusetts that aren't being used for agriculture are being bought up by New Yorkers who want, as you're just suggesting, to go up there on the weekends. 48 after on the DJV show.
Yes, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates covered subject to policy terms.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. PR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now at 53 past the hour, DJV Health Time, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through a number of things that perhaps need a practical answer. Maybe a few medical questions, yes, that you have, I have, and we'll give you some leads here. Brought to you by Calitrin. Interesting news from Calitrin about a new choice for healthy weight loss. I'll explain that in a little bit. First of all, calcium supplements may raise your risk for heart valve problems. I had that conversation with our other doctor, DJV Healther, Dr. Kent Kronhaus, and I really wanted to get your input.
Sure.
Because you put me on calcium supplements, the stuff that we get from Standard Process, calcium, and then vitamin D. But Ken seems to think that there's a little bit of an itsy-meatsy change in one of the heart valves, the big aorta valve. And he thought, you know, he asked me how much calcium I took, and I told him what I take at your advice. And so he thinks I ought not to take calcium supplements, at least not as much as I was before. So is there, I guess the bottom line question here, Jack, is too much? How do you know when you're taking too much calcium?
Well, it depends on the form of the calcium. You know, if you had a $350,000 car, what kind of gasoline would you put in it? It makes all the difference as to the form of the calcium. And the most common calcium out there in the marketplace is calcium carbonate. And calcium carbonate is what the mountains of the Rockies are made out of. And there's a reason why those mountains are still there and don't get washed away every year with the spring rain. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for that kind of calcium to dissolve and has a tendency to accumulate inside the body. The only calcium I recommend is calcium lactate, the kind of calcium that occurs in green leafy vegetables. But you can get calcium lactate, as I've suggested you get, from Standard Process. But it's also how much of calcium's antagonist do you have, which is phosphorus. which keeps the calcium in solution, but also Cataplex F. Cataplex F is absolutely essential. It's a concentrated essential fatty acid mixture in a pill form. And what it does is it takes calcium out of the bloodstream and puts it into the tissues. And when we have a lot of vitamin D and a lot of calcium, you're going to get calcium buildup in the heart. Ken's absolutely correct about that. Uh-huh. The thing that in the story that's missing is how do you get the calcium out of the bloodstream into the tissues? And that's what essential fatty acids is for.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you want. You want the calcium in the tissues. You don't want it building up in the bloodstream. The bloodstream is just a delivery system. It's
so
just the bus.
Is the essential fatty acid. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so I take calcium every day, but I take a lot of Cataplex F every day, too, to make sure the calcium does not build up in the bloodstream or the heart.
I do as well.
Yeah.
All right. Why shouldn't you brush your teeth after you drink coffee is a question from somebody. Brushing your teeth after coffee, people think that combats stains, gets rid of coffee breath. Makes sense, but there's a new idea around suggesting that brushing right after could damage your teeth. Why would that be? Is it the acid that's in the coffee?
Well, yes, the acidic nature of the coffee itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you and then it depends on the hardness of the brush. I mean, there's always a story behind the story. And so my dentist is absolutely adamant about a soft toothbrush.
Yes.
Never use a firm or hard one.
Right.
And the soft one is basically to bathe the tooth. But your chewing of your food also bathes the tooth. The real trick is to make sure you floss and you don't get a bacterial buildup inside
Very
the gum.
Very important.
Yeah.
And you look
That's
at
more
stuff.
Important than brushing.
When you floss, you look at the, when you, at least when I do it at night, you know, a couple of places where food gets caught between your teeth, but you can also see other little things like plaque if you look carefully at it, and that's
exactly.
bad for your system. You don't want.
Yeah, and then try to use the cotton string type. You know, they've got these super lubricated nylon
yes.
or tile. You want the cotton one. You want the one the dentists use on you, which is a kind of a cotton string, because it has more grit between the gum and the tooth.
Okay, I have to remember that. Ken, Jack, brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin has a new delivery system they've had for 25 years. They've had a liquid and they've had a capsule. Now they have a powder that you can mix with a drink before you go to bed. Pretty exciting because it tastes good and works well. That's what you want after you've worked hard to lose all that weight. Now it's time for you to keep it off. And because Mother's Day has just passed, the folks at Calitrin for a couple of weeks have a Mother's Day special. Buy three, get three free. Mix the powder, the capsules, the liquid if you want. Take it every night at the same time, and you will find that the weight that you worked hard to lose will stay gonzo. Check it out. Go to toploss.com, their website. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.